The fire's about to jump the road.
The speed of the campfire took everyone, including first responders, by surprise the morning of November 8th.
Paradise, multiple structures on fire near 97.
The fire traveled 8 miles in 70 minutes from a remote area of Butte County to the town of Paradise. Gloria Wright lived there.
The flames were 75 feet in the air coming at us, so you only had about 6 minutes to get out of there. So there wasn't any warning system.
But there was a warning system. The question is, did it work? Butte County incident commanders ordered 8 emergency alerts in the first 3.5 hours of the fire. There were delays. The County Emergency Communications Center took about 15 minutes to enter each of its early orders into its Code Red computer system, which then sent robocalls, texts, and emails. Cal Fire Division Chief John Messina was one of the incident commanders.
That is not unreasonable. There's just always a reflex time in any order you give in any type of operation.
But then the delays grew to 30, then 40 minutes. Code Red logs show no notifications were sent to the western neighborhoods of Paradise. There were also communication problems.
Paradise Police, how can I help you?
Butte County didn't tell Paradise Police dispatchers for 15 minutes that part of the town was under evacuation.
What says that?
Residents who called 911 did.
Butte, fire. Okay, we haven't been advised of that.
Messina issued the first evacuation order for Paradise at 7:44, but Paradise Town Hall didn't issue its until an hour later. Almost all of the numbers that Paradise then called had already been notified by Butte County. Emergency alerts from the county failed to reach more than 5,400 of the 15,000 numbers called. Of those that did go through, a little more than half were actually answered by a person, the rest by voicemail. Butte County sent 5,900 texts and emails. There's no way to know how many people saw them in time. Often neighbors and first responders were the alert system.
It's time to go, gentlemen. It's time to go.
There were also phone outages. Verizon says all but one of its 14 towers survived the fire, but third-party fiber optic cables did not. Other fire-prone communities have made changes as they eye a new fire season. Placer, Sacramento, and Yolo counties respond to emergencies as one entity. They use an alert system called Everbridge that helps them communicate to the public. Placer dispatcher Rachel Cleveland says a previous system was woefully ineffective.
It dialed like one person at a time. So you'd like start with school notifications for a snow day at 6 a.m. and at 10:15 it would finish.
She says it now takes 90 seconds to enter an order and send it to the public using any available call centers in the three counties. Farther south, Christy Mitchell with the Mariposa County Sheriff's Office says improvements to phone reception have been a priority.
AT&T brought in some generator-powered towers and put them around the county to increase cell service during the Detweiler fire. Since then, we've worked with Verizon working in the River Canyon because of the Ferguson fire.
Over in Lake County, residents in remote areas came up with $100,000 and bought 4 sirens that can be sounded by the sheriff using a radio transmitter. But they're just sirens. People still must call or go online to find out what's happening. Another notification method is the Federal Wireless Emergency Alert System, or WEA, which can send one message to an entire county. But 16 counties don't have access to it, and incident commanders are reluctant to use it for fear of over-notification. Changes to WEA this year should allow longer and more targeted messages. The state of California has issued non-binding guidelines for emergency alerts and communications. Cities and counties don't agree on everything, but they do seem to share a single goal: get as many people signed up for alerts as possible, then hope people receive them. As we've seen in Paradise, there are no guarantees.
Units, be advised, the town of Paradise is under mandatory evacuation.
I'm Bob Moffitt in Sacramento.